as importantly, or even much more importantly, we have an amazing piece by Vigilant Fox, who is a blogger, and I'm proud to say that we've just had him join our distinguished roster of commentators. Also recently, the amazing Claire Dooley, documentarian, and the amazing Eitana Hecht, the Israeli journalist, have all joined Daily Clout. Well, Vigilant Fox did a really important piece that's up on Daily Clout and on his Substack, Missing VAERS Reports. And Dr. Ely, whom you know of because he's been a leader with Senator Linthicum and Senator Thatcher, state senators in Oregon, for a grand jury investigation in Oregon, launched from Oregon into CDC willful misconduct in handling the VAERS data. Dr. Ely has confirmed, and Jessica Rose also confirms independently, that CDC, meaning Dr. Walensky, has removed 32,000 plus records of myocarditis and pericarditis from the VAERS database between September of 2022 and December of 2022. So everyone, please absorb that. The head of the CDC, the job of the CDC is to monitor signals in databases like the VAERS database, which belongs to Dr. Walensky. It's her job to notice signals, as we discussed last time I was on the show, and we talked about the 108,000 rows of hypertension results that broke the pipeline. There were so many that she hadn't noticed. Well, she's covering her tracks, and she's engaging in more criminal conduct, it certainly appears, because she's covering up the scene of a crime. And she's doing it not coincidentally after, or while, I should say, because some of it began before the announcement, but while Governor DeSantis of Florida has announced that he too is pursuing a grand jury investigation into malfeasance around the vaccine. And Dr. Latipo, who's his medical advisor in Florida, has made it clear, as has Governor DeSantis, that the focus of their investigation is going to be myocarditis and pericarditis cases and lies and fraud and concealment around those and harms that were not. And I think, honestly, I think they took, as they should, some of their approach from one of our Daily Clout War Room research volunteers' reports that showed that there was a four-month delay. This was Dr. Chris Flowers and his team wrote this, our people, four-month delay between the first that the FDA and Pfizer knew of myocarditis in young adults, in teens, a week after injection, versus 4 months later when the government agencies issued a press release. So this is huge. Dr. Walensky is erasing 32,000 plus individual records in the database that exists to record problems with a vaccine and to allow a vaccine to be withdrawn. And remember, there were only 50 deaths with the swine flu vaccine. It was like, no, pull it, it's over. Well, there have been 31,000 deaths in VAERS and millions of disabilities. And all of this is in Vigilant Fox's wonderful summary of this. So that's pretty huge. And I actually reached out to Dr. Latipo and asked him to be in contact. I hope he hears this and responds, because Dr. Ely and Senator Linthicum and Senator Thatcher have done an extraordinary job amassing all of this evidence of willful misconduct. And now we see even more of it on the part of Dr. Walensky and the CDC. So she needs to be in a jail cell as quickly as possible.